If you've listened to pop radio at all this summer, or been in a mall, or at the amusement park or the grocery store, you've heard this song. That's just one of a string of hits produced by 36-year-old Lukasz Gottwald, a.k.a. Dr. Luke. Dr. Luke is the man behind Britney's return to the ring. The phenomenal rise of Kesha. Don't stop, make it pop, DJ, blow my speakers up. And skater punk Avril Lavigne's anthem. Over the last 5 years, Dr. Luke has stormed the pop charts with over a dozen number one hits, making him one of pop's most bankable producers. I sat down with the doctor to ask him about what he does.
Well, basically, I feel like my role is to find great songs with the artist, for the artist, and have them shine in a way that a lot of people will hopefully like.
To showcase the Katy Perry, the Kesha.
Yeah, well, each artist has something special about them, and I try to find what's best in them and find a song that works with it. A lot of time these artists have their own ideas, and it's taking their ideas and sifting through them and finding the what I think's gonna work and what we all think's gonna work. Here's the thing, we started out friends. It was cool, but it was all
pretend. Yeah. Since you've been gone. Your first big break as a songwriter and a producer was the song that you co-wrote for the former American Idol contestant, Kelly Clarkson. I'm sure many of our listeners will remember this. Now, Kelly Clarkson is a totally different kind of song from anything that we heard on American Idol. How were you thinking about Kelly Clarkson and that song?
I wasn't when we first wrote it because we didn't write it for her. But I think there might have been a little bit of a happy accident there. Something about the song in general has a sort of indie guitar kind of feel that wasn't what you'd expect from her. What's different about it is, I think, what's good about it. One of the reasons why it worked. It was a surprise.
But it's a breakup song. It's angry. You know, it's like not the persona of Kelly Clarkson that we thought we knew.
I'm sorry. I apologize. You took my hand. You showed me how. You promised me you'd be
around. That's right. The notion of who writes the song used to be, it seems to me, a very big deal. I mean, for those of us who think back to Bruce Springsteen, for example, it doesn't seem to be quite so important now.
I think that changes through time because prior to Bruce Springsteen, I don't think Elvis wrote a lot of his songs. I don't think during Motown, a lot of those artists wrote a lot of their songs. So I think that that changes, and it also changes depending on what kind of music genre you're talking about. And you do have artists right now who write a lot for themselves, too, like Katy Perry co-wrote every song on her record.
Let's try another track. This is Party in the USA. It's Miley Cyrus. I hopped up the plane at LAX with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. You work with a lot of young women, and this song, like many of yours, is sung from a young woman's perspective. How do you get into the head of a very young woman like that?
Well, this was actually written not for Miley Cyrus. Originally, it was written from an English artist's perspective. And an adult English artist. Well, when I say adult, I mean like 22.
Right, yeah.
And I guess Miley heard it and everyone liked it. And so we ended up recording it for her and changing a couple lyrics. She says, welcome to the land of fame excess. but originally it was Welcome to the Land of Fame and Sex.
I see.
So she couldn't say that, so we had to change a couple lyrics.
Do you like working, do you prefer working with these young women?
You know, it's interesting. I get asked that a lot. Basically, if you look at the charts, there's not a whole lot of male artists that are out. And for whatever reason, female artists sell a lot more records and get played a lot more on the radio. This was never the way I
planned, not my intention. Do you think radio's important still?
Yeah, I think when you look at the audience impressions of some of the biggest pop songs, you're talking about, you know, over 140 million people are exposed to a song in a week. It's hard for an artist to even go out on tour and sell seats if they don't have a big radio hit. So radio, in some ways, drives these artists' careers.
Do you think that artists that you work with have some kind of an expectation when they come to you that you can make a hit for them?
Maybe. I always want to make sure that I do a good job for myself anyway. You know, if I'm not happy with something and I don't feel like it's right, I won't really put it out.
That's a lot of pressure.
Tell me about it.
Thank you very much for doing this.
Thank you.
Dr. Luke, he produces hits. I throw my hands up in the air sometimes, saying, ayo, gotta let go. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.